1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom. Here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. 56 in downtown Rochester. It's 9:04. An Austin man has been sentenced to more than 5.5 years in prison for multiple child pornography convictions. 21-year-old Jason Vanderwerd originally faced 13 felony charges connected to an investigation launched last fall, but entered into a plea agreement and admitted to 4 child pornography counts. The criminal complaint says an examination of his devices seized by law enforcement uncovered numerous videos and images of child sexual abuse material, including depictions of sexual assaults involving children as young as infants. The Minnesota Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal involving a dispute over the estate of a prominent and wealthy Rochester businessman. Ann Schifolius was disinherited from a trust set up by the late Gus Schifolius after she sought to have her brother, Rochester businessman Andy Schifolius, removed as the sole trustee, alleging financial wrongdoing involving millions of dollars. The high court has agreed to consider whether just asking for an interpretation of a no contest provision of the trust was enough to have her removed as a beneficiary. And authorities in southern Minnesota are hunting for a woman accused of stealing more than $30,000 through a string of bank fraud cases this month. The Blue Earth County Sheriff's Office says the suspect used personal information belonging to other people to withdraw money from existing home equity lines of credit at banks in Rochester, Waldorf, St. Peter, Eagle Lake, and Hutchinson between May 7th and 13th. Investigators have released surveillance images of the suspect and are asking anyone with information to contact law enforcement. More news on the KROC.